Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Char.
This is Char Rogers. Hi. Who is right now?
This is Margaret Tennessee.
Margaret, I thought that was...
Yeah.
I was playing it, and who was the lady you were talking?
Maddie from Delaware, Char.
Good morning. I think my ears are, got some shower water in here.
Very in the box, Char.
I'm in the box.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start four here, of all. Anyway, I was playing the mouse in the corner and listening to you two ladies, Maddie and Margaret. And,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I just have a couple of questions. I'm the one that's cooking. Got to talk, so you got to answer my questions, okay? Margaret, I want to know, now that 15 pounds, is that since you've been doing this advanced lifestyle?
Yes.
Wow.
I think that's fantastic. And I feel, if I do get off of it, I feel horrible. So I'm really glad I'm on it.
You know your body likes it, in other words, don't you?
Right. It does. It knows when I get off of it. It lets me know it.
It knows what's right for it. You know, I can say the same thing. I just have this funny little habit of getting on the scales absolutely every morning. But 15 pounds, that's great.
Yeah, I have a habit of getting on it every day, too. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good. But anyway, yeah, I think that's very good, too. I'm real pleased.
And, Maddie, I like what you said about not letting your husband give you the full responsibility of doing this. You're going to alternate days and one take turns doing the cooking.
That's correct.
Hey, I vote for that one, too. Oh, goodness. Well, it's good to see you guys and your results. I love that. That's a good
Star?
Yes.
This is Lila.
Lila, how are you doing?
Good. Last Thursday after I got off the call, I heard Mike in the bathroom, and he said that something must be wrong with the scales. And it sounded, you know, like there really was. And he had lost over 10 pounds.
Whoa.
I know. And then I didn't tell you, but, you know, before I went on the cruise, I was really having a problem retaining fluid. You know how short I am. And I have stabilized at probably losing about 14 to 15 pounds, but I think it's because at night I would have so much fluid and they had, you know, increased my diuretic, and I've been able to not have to use that at night.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible. And this has all been since the cruise, hasn't it?
That's been since the cruise. And I didn't want to talk about it because I'm still... You know, I'm still thinking, okay, but I call it, now I'm getting down to my, what I call my fat weight. Now I can get serious about losing weight, you know, because I really had problems with fluid retention. So, you know, after I had my last knee surgery 2 years ago, I was always having, you know, in my right leg and all that, and then some other stuff was going on. And so I think this is the cruise. I'm starting to finally stabilize on what it should be.
Well, you had a good reason for being on that cruise and learning all the things that you learned, not just about this, but all the interactions.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, that is absolutely brilliant. Stuff is good. Share information and get around people, and oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see who else we've got on here this morning.
Mary Lou's here.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
Mary Lou's here.
I told you I had shower water in my ears. Sorry.
Fantastic news, everybody, already.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited about that. I'm glad I got to play mouse in the corner this morning. Okay, who else is with us this morning? Is it Mary Rogers?
Mary Jane. I just came on.
Good morning, Mary Jane.
Yeah. Jeannie.
Jeannie, good morning. I know where Jeannie is. She's upstairs.
I'm upstairs. I'm in the attic, so.
Oh, like I said yesterday on our Pathfinder calls, and that's the benefit of further down the road in the business, or at any point in the business, you can have your friends and associates come together and spend time together, and we're having fun. So, big part of summer. Okay, who else is with us?
This is Monty, and I just got on.
Oh, good morning.
Sorry. Yeah, I am awake. Thank you.
know that story. Sometimes it's just nice to have a few extra minutes doing and running around. I was looking for the rest of my supplements to replenish them in my case this morning. That's what I was doing. So, who else?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. I heard Kathleen and somebody right at the same time.
This is Clay.
Clay, okay, and somebody else. There were still two of you.
This is Dottie from S. How are you, John?
Good morning, Dottie.
How's everything going?
Pardon?
How's everything going?
Oh, everything's going great. Did you hear the testimonies at the beginning, too?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was in the shower. Well, I was listening to it. I just want to tell you about that soy that I bought, that soy that you mentioned. What was it? Whole Soy Company?
Uh-huh.
And it's absolutely fabulous. I put some granola on the top of it last night. I only had half of it, and it was a wonderful dessert. I'm finding that that I'm not really wanting, because I'm an ice cream eater. I mean, I can eat a half a gallon in a sitting, and I can't even tolerate ice cream anymore. So that's a big thing. That's a big aha. Let me tell you, I don't like the feeling. I get bloated when I have ice cream.
It does do that. Hey, try making some ice cream out of that soy yogurt.
How do you do that, Chuck?
Well, let's see. Maybe between Mary Lou and I, we can figure it out here as we're talking. Let's just take a minute more and find out who else hasn't had a chance to say hi here. Good morning. Who else have we got?
Good morning. It's Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene. Good.
Paulette.
Paulette. Good morning.
Fritz from Missouri.
I'm sorry?
Fritz from Missouri.
Fritz from Missouri. Okay, you can say hi to Jeannie because she hears you.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great, Fritz. How are you?
Doing well, hon. Doing well.
All right.
Paulette, are you finding... I know you're newer to the advanced lifestyle. Is this going okay for you? Do you have any questions?
I am reading the book, and I'm still kind of freaking out, but I'm good, though. I think I have a little testimony. I actually followed as much as closely as I could because I was a vegetarian about 30 years ago.
Yeah,
so I kind of have a clue, you know, but I totally abandoned all that. But anyway, I did it yesterday, and I have had hot flashes in the night for the last 2 weeks, and last night was the first night I did not have a hot flash. And
what?
I don't know if it's directly related, and I'll give you an update of it. But if this changes that, I am so in the program.
Well, I don't know what all. Does anybody else know the difference in that? I don't deal with that, so I don't know.
I have.
You have. Okay.
Well, this is Mary Lou, and when we first started, I was going through the cleansing thing, maybe. I had a few hot flashes, I mean, really, but you know what? They went away, and I haven't had any since, and so, I feel great.
Well, actually, the thing is, I just started the program yesterday. I got on the call yesterday, and I got myself even a soy latte. I still drink coffee. I don't know if that's a bad thing. But anyway, so I got a soy latte, started my day with all that, and went through the whole day. And I heard Monty say, get your starch in the middle of your plate, and I'm thinking, what call am I on, you know? and so... I served it all up for my family, and they thought I had come from a different planet, but they all ate what I put on the table. It was incredible. So anyway, I'm like, okay, well, we're on another mission here. So, but I'll let you know how. But I have had extreme hot flashes, terrible ones, for the last 2 weeks, and last night was the first time I did not have one, and I don't know if it's directly related or coincidental, but I'll let you know.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say if you have. One or two. Don't give up on it just because of that, because I'm thinking that, you know, once your body goes through it, you're going to get rid of them anyway.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to give up. I've just begun.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I love the support. I love your comment, Mary Lou, because that's the way I'm thinking. Oh, no. Don't make it short trial. Make it a long trial. You're going to see these incredible results. So.
Well, you know what's funny? When she does the hot flash, I don't know if I ever mentioned it to you or not, but boy, when I go out for a walk, I mean, I have a tough time even breaking into a sweat. I mean, I'm just not, and it's been like that for years. I don't know if it's been, you know, my dream. I don't know why, but it's very hard for me to break into a sweat. Holy smokes, I would break into a sweat at first climbing my stairs when I first got on this. So I think it's a lot of it was, I call it the healing crisis, but the cleansing too, so. Yeah, no, I can tell my body is running a lot better at optimum now. So,
thank you.
Now, I have a question. Did anybody's blood pressure go up?
Down.
Mine is fluctuating, but I already have that problem. But I, over the weekend when, you know, I wasn't at work and all that kind of stuff, it was really low, which it has not been for a really long time. But then this week it's been a little bit higher, but that's because I've been on the go and like I usually am. But I feel like when it's high, I don't know how to explain it, but you don't have that pumping feeling that I did. I didn't really realize it was that, you know, it was getting high again.
Well, this is only 10 points, but then I decided maybe I am just so jazzed about this new product that I can't calm down.
Well, I guess that was it. I can't believe how much energy I have, and even my family can't believe how much energy I have. And Saturday, I was outside my team's house, and I went to town and did all these things. And finally, I thought I have to sit down and take a rest. But that's been side effect. Has been great.
These are incredible, listening, you guys. We just got to do this more. And so, anyway. Anybody else that wanted to say hi and give us their name?
This is Mary Jane. And Don's son was visiting. He's a professor at Beloit University back in Wisconsin. And I had the book, the China Studies, laying around. He says, oh, he says, I've heard people talking about that. So, and he was into it quite a little bit. And, of course, we ate basically, you know, we ate with the China, I mean, a lot of vegetarian stuff. So, it was kind of interesting. And there was, that the word is out around in a lot of different places.
You know, I found that same thing true yesterday, and some of you guys remember me talking about the first person that introduced me to NECAN, and it was not Ruth Williams, and I blew her off, and I told her, I said, no, tell that guy that's talking to you about this stuff that this has got to be the biggest scam snake oil story I've ever heard in my life. Time to get lost, he'd say. And then 6 months later, Ruth Williams came across our path, Ruth and Dennis. Anyway, I bumped into her in the store. She actually bumped into me and let out a squeal, and we hadn't seen each other for, you know, several months. We go to the same church, but we don't cross paths there often because of the size of the church, number of services. But anyway, I started talking to her, and she took one look, and she goes, you have lost weight. You're getting littler. And I looked at her, and I grinned, and she says, what in the world are you doing? And I said, hey, that, you know, 3, 4, 5 pounds can't show that much. And she said, Char. And so I just broke right into it. And I said, change the way we're eating. And she goes, what are you doing now? And, of course, I can't just answer it with one or two sentences. So I gave her this dissertation about the book and so on. And she looked at me and she goes, no, is this another network marketing thing? And I said, no. She said, you are so excited. And I said, I am, because you know how I've talked about food. And she goes, well, what has this got to do with NECAN? And I said, everything. It's the last piece of the puzzle to make our bodies run really perfect. I said, we've got all those great products, but, you know, we need to fuel it the right way. And she looked at me and she goes, you know, listen to a few minutes more. door and ask a couple more questions, and then she looked at me and she goes, my daughter just recently started doing this. And I said, where is your daughter? She's not working in the same restaurant. We went looking for her the other night. And she'd moved to another one. She told me about it. So anyway, she said, I can't believe this. Okay, have you got the information? I keep an extra copy of the book. In fact, my last two copies are going out the door today to brand new people. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to have that. They can go get their own, too. But I just pass it off at my cost to them. And here we go from there. And so anyway, foot back in the door, and she happens to be the one that she had the reason for asking if it was another network marketing deal, because I think she still, you know, thinks about the fact that had she been more determined about searching it out, we'd probably be under her today. But it wasn't the way it was meant to be, guys, so I'm not sorry at all. It's the way it was supposed to be. So it is still an incredible door opener for me. To introduce people and have the opportunity to sit back down with them repeated times. And it's simple, you know, they can, and the other thing is everybody can get people on the call, which also I didn't give for any brand new people that might be going through the same thing Paulette was going through the other day. The reason for our call getting near the end here almost is to give the most current information and product technology in the field today on helping make our bodies the healthiest possible. And it all started with the China Study, which is a book written by Colin Campbell. It's the most, the largest nutritional study ever done in the world to date. It was done in the early 70s in China on 880 million people. That was 96% of the population of China at that time. And so what we're finding out is that this information is not new. I can't say it's new. It's maybe new to us to apply it to the extent that we are. And I've heard many of you on the call say that you were vegetarians at different points as well as I did. Now, I didn't take all the dairy when I was doing that. And I know that that is a huge culprit in us not seeing the level of health that we can. The misinformation, and you guys can start a little scrap book too. All the things that you're now aware of that you're reading, especially negatives about animal products that never hit me nearly as hard as they are now. The newspaper is full of it. And they are talking about more veggies and fruits. They don't say a whole lot about more starches yet, and they don't say much more about lowering the fat content, and they definitely don't say anything about cutting down on refined foods, because that's where the money's made, guys. So don't expect that to flash across the top of the news. In fact, we just had a headline that read, and I can't quote it exactly, school's out. And healthier eating in the schools is out also. Now, is that horrible? So it got vetoed on whatever vote it was up for, whether it was, you know, apples and cans in the vending machines or whatever. But around here, it got voted down on whatever they were going to do. Maybe it was another program that they were trying to educate more on. I'll have to read the details. But watch the headlines, because there is a lot of publicity going on. There's lots of parts for that. I mean, we're moving one by one. Don't don't hold the information in. Put it out to everybody that you come in contact with. Any questions?
Char?
Yes.
Richard Simmons was on something I was watching this morning, and I did not realize that when Bush came up with this Leave No Child Behind, that's when phys ed was taken out of the schools. And there's apparently a House bill that is coming up for vote to get phys ed back to the schools. I mean, what a ludicrous thing that is anyway. And if you go to richardsimmons.com, it tells you how to contact whoever you need to encourage them to pass this bill.
Okay. richardsimmons.com. Okay. Got that one.
Did you realize that that's when it all happened?
No, I never even gave any thought to it.
Yeah.
And part of it is that, you know, my kids in school are just starting, well, not just starting, but part of them are homeschooled, so we don't deal with that. They get plenty of it on the farm, so. Well, that's good to know. Yes, that definitely is a contributing factor, obviously, to childhood obesity that we're dealing with, so. Got to have the exercise along with that. You know, the RAVE book that we use, R for no refined, A for no animal, C for no vegetable oil, E for no exceptions, and at the end there is written in a plus for exercise. So, and let me just remind any of the newer people that Focus has a complete packet of four books. I like all four. One thing that has come up in the perfect, what is it, Mary Lou? Perfect Health, the Natural Way. Thank you. I just lost it for a second. She does not advocate the extent that we are going without the dairy. So if you have questions on that, realize that we put it in for various reasons. So we are still advocating no animal, anything that has a face or a mother or comes from, however you want to say it there. Just take it out. Now, the other thing is we don't have to be paranoid. There's that 5% rule that, guideline that Dr. Campbell gave us in the book, and he says you can attain the same level of health if no more than 5% of your caloric intake is in animal products. Now, I don't go deliberately looking for animal products or to put it in. Talking about this, Jeannie and I last night, because saw something that I don't know whether we can get the same texture without having an egg white in it. Okay. Whether I would put that out to anybody else, I might not, or with a major caution, because I don't want to incorporate things in intentionally. We will get enough without trying by simply being polite when we're out, by eating out and not rinsing the particles of Parmesan off of a salad maybe that has been sprinkled on top and before sending it back. Those little things are not huge. Now, if you do like I did and get a vegetarian pizza and forget to leave the cheese off and it's floating in this mass of white goo, that might affect you. It did me. But I don't think that, you know, really, really trivial amounts are going to. So, and you know, there's just different things you're going to come into that have got a small trace of it. Especially if you're picking something in a package.
Char?
Yes.
Char? Before you hang up, I don't have the book yet. So, would you mind repeating the acronym again? R for no. What was that?
R is for no refined.
Okay.
So we stay away from the package. Processed foods, and that includes the soy processed foods. If you want to use the soy or rice or almond cheese, use them sparingly because a lot of times there's lots of ingredients in there. So we cut down on that. No animal.
Okay.
No vegetable oils.
And what, like, does that include soy oil too? Or not
soy, but yeah, your vegetable oils, your olive is not a vegetable.
Oh, olive, that's what I'm talking about.
Use that more sparingly. I still use some grapeseed oil. I use coconut oil. Those are not your regular, what I consider vegetable oils, but they're cut way back as opposed to what probably we have been doing a lot more of.
We don't use any oil for the most part?
Well, there's a fine line there. If you're dealing with something critical or chronic, I would say no. Okay, that's the people I've listened to that have had tremendous results. Plus some of the research, and some of this is coming also from Dr. John McDougall. And there's a few of us that are going down to the seminar second weekend of September, and we'll have more information on that. But his books have taught this way of eating for over 30 years.
And what's the name of that book?
The author is Dr. John McDougall. It's D-R for Dr. McDougall, McDougall.com. And you can go in fried in or something like that. But any of your stir fries, any of that kind of thing, and just leave the meat out. Take your chili, leave the meat out. Another one is the website allrecipes.com, and you can just spelled out allrecipes.com, and you can. The easiest way to maneuver it is to sign up for a daily recipe and then ignore it, unless it's one that is to our guidelines. But then in the search after you've done that, just type in vegan recipes, and you'll get a good number of those to start with. And the reason I say vegan, even though I don't like the word, because for years it's kind of like multi-level marketing, and now we say networking. Well, it's just a word connotation that has carried some half things that we've, myself included, looked at people strange. So you can go there and pull that up and have a great assortment of recipes. And, you know, the next time you're in a bookstore, look and see what they've got there, because there's a tremendous number, and you can even find them on the sales shelf. So
Sharp.
Those four that come together are good. Okay, go ahead, Mary Lynn.
Sharp. That vegsource.com that Monty talked about with the free 80-minute video, if it's still up, is well worth watching.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I thought it was...
What was that? Vegsource?
VegSource, oneword.com.
Okay.
It's supposed to be up for a week. I don't know when that week is up.
Yeah, there's
very worthwhile.
That is incredible. There's one in there on labeling that will make
your
head spin. Yes. If you can get to that and listen to that and watch it, it's a great present. I mean, absolutely fantastic.
But I would do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I don't think there's more than a couple of days left on it, because it's been about a week. It was the 8th that it came out, and they said they were going to leave it up for a week. So we're biting the bullet here on that one. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Giving it to us. Comments, questions. We're getting to the end of the hour, and we've just had a free run today. Boy, this has been great. I'm hearing everybody's comments.
I have on page 167 in the China Study book, there's a portion of a chapter on hormone replacement therapy, and he suggests that instead of relying on HRT, I suggest there's a better way using food. And then he goes, the argument goes like this. During the reproductive years, hormone levels are elevated, although the levels among women who eat plant-based diets are not as elevated. When women reach the end of their reproductive years, it is entirely natural for reproductive hormones of all women to drop to a low base level. As reproductive years come to an end, the lower hormone levels among plant eaters don't crash as hard as they do among animal eaters. And then he goes on, there's a couple other things, but... it's the abrupt hormone changes in the body that cause menopausal symptoms. Therefore, a plant-based diet leads to less severe hormone crash and a gentler...
Well, I remember reading that, and thank you for looking that up to me, because that's the kind of stuff that I like to hear. And
well, regarding the hot flashes we talked about earlier and stuff, I think...
Yeah.
I think that has...
Oh, yeah.
I had just looked up menopause in the back, and I was so glad to see it has a number of references. So, yeah, thanks for that. That's perfect.
Don't forget the other end of that, too, is that, and I probably won't use the proper words here, but they've also found out that the young ladies who utilize, who live on a plant-based diet, start their monthly cycles a lot older into age rather than those that in today's American diet start at a much, much younger age, and they're kind of starting now to contribute that to possibly the younger a young lady starts the cycle, the more chance of breast cancer is in that individual. So there's some excellent research in that China study too. The other end of that, because I'm sure a lot of you have young children or grandchildren that you might want to think that about.
I thought of that immediately, Monty, when I read that, because the average age of menstrual is, in this country, for females, is 11, and in China, it's 17 years. The longer the menstrual cycle in life, the earlier you start, the later you still are going,
And the longer the cycle, like Monty was saying, is the greater your chance for breast cancer and, you know, other problems in the body. So I just immediately started thinking about my little five little granddaughters, and I'm going, oh, my goodness. And you watch, because the upper body in these little girls, and especially when they're carrying extra weight because they're doing more, you know, processed, more animal, all of the above, is scary.
Yeah.
They think it's cute. It's some of the parents think it's cute. Oh, they're already developing. No, the dangers of that are horrible. So, you know, we've got, oh, let's see, how fast can we slow it down, you know, when we see this happening around us? Big job we've got to do. Hey, and let's connect this to the big job we've got to do for this coming Saturday, guys. We are so excited to have Dr. Naidu and this incredible, and I'm going to say, new line that is coming, and the first one is breaking out this Saturday, and I don't know the details on it. He gave us just a couple of minutes not to try and relate any of it, because it was the science behind it. But let me say, just as this China study has the science behind it, so does this product with the clinical studies or study, big, a large one, they said. And so for the first time ever, we don't have to wait to hear the testimonies. We're going to know why it's going to work, because it already has. They've already done their homework. So, and you all know he is one of the top researchers in the world. At some point there was talk that he was going on the list for the Nobel Prize in Medicine for, I don't know if it was last year or this year. Anyway.
And Char, this,
outstanding. Oh, yes.
Joe, just to piggyback on that, when I saw the article in Living Well, I looked at the title, and I let my eyes float over the article. But I didn't read it, and I thought, aha, of course, you know, it's going to be about bones and whatever. And I didn't read the whole article. And then, when Dennis sent out the email about, look at that article, there's a big hint in that magazine. And those last two paragraphs, well, of course, I don't know how many of you know what osseous health is or osseous health is. Well, I guess that sort of leads us to go Google that word and look it up. So, anyway, that certainly got me thinking more and more about those last two paragraphs, in case anybody else just breezed over it like I did.
Now, which page was that on to? Somebody knows it by heart.
Page 17.
Page 17, okay.
Titled, No Bones About It. So.
Okay, No Bones About It.
Okay.
Yeah, so just blurt those little comments out to people that you're running into to get their attention or whatever you need to do, because when they can hear it firsthand and see the DVD that the company's making available for us with Dr. Naidu in person on it, delivering to us, there's sites within all over the country. So just go to the MyNECAN and look them up, and have them available when you call people to tell them exactly where their closest meeting is, if they can at all drive to it, get there. So we've got lots to get done in the next few hours before this weekend arrives. And any other closing comments? Otherwise, I'm going to wind this up.
This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Added comment for us.
Well, I'm just going to give a plug for Dr. Esselstyn's book, The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And one of the things they had in there is, why can't I have healthy heart healthy oils? And under that it says includes olive oil as an important source. And he talks about that olive oil it does give you a lot of heart disease, accumulation of plaque in your blood vessels. And then yesterday I did send out an email about this No Bones About It article, and Dennis took the page 17, which I was so excited about, that last paragraph, and actually scanned it in so that we have the skeleton there on the side in color, and then highlighted the parts that we thought were most exciting. And then we also made a ticket up from the ones online from MECAN, get it from your President's Club person, they can get in there and get those tickets, and then that way you can add them on the back of that ticket the information for the August 18th expo in your area, so that they have that, so you have a ticket for them, you have page 17, and then you attach also your own business card on it, so that when they go in, that people will know to whom those people belong. And then get around and hand them out to everyone.
Hey, Ruth, I've got an idea, and for after that, to do in-home presentations and small group presentations, there's no reason we couldn't do the same thing, right?
That's right. We need to continue on with it. Dave Johnson called me last night. He was just so excited he was beside himself, and he had a copy of a tape by Dr. Naidu, wanted to send it out. I said, and I've been talking to Dr. Naidu also, but I think that when we see this presentation that we will have after the, August 18th and the things that we are going to learn, all this is going to be so much more clear. I said, wait till after the 18th to send anything out, because we will have much better and more clear information. And I agree 100%. I was so inspired to get this wellness home, everyone ready with a wellness home tour, put together magazine covers that we've had before, together with information from the owners program that Pat and Mac have put together, and what I already have together in a printable copy, so people can just, doing a little in-home wellness home tour is going to be easier than falling off a log. Mary Lou has been doing it already, and her idea is primarily what I'm doing as well.
So, wow.
We're excited about that, huh, Mary Lou?
We're very excited. Very excited. Can you hear me?
That's why I said we had to have a bigger purse.
That was the thing that jumped out, boy, I tell you. That was great.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Ruth, for reminding all of us and making sure that we've all gone through that and printed it out and having it on hand, because I had not done that yet, so I apologize.
Every time I hear a story, any kind of story about people getting results from these products and then seeing what we've got coming up and hearing some more things and might be coming up, and I just get so excited. I'm so excited for everybody.
Well, that's what allows us to do this societal step that we're doing now with talking about food, doesn't it? That's what gives us the platform and the opportunity to be able to do this.
That's
so
right.
We never want to forget what our reason behind it and what feeds us and what makes it possible. So anyway, it's time to get to work, guys, and I just want to thank all of you for your participation today. It was absolutely incredible. And your attendance, and for the new people, jump in, keep working on it, ask your questions when you come on, anything that you need to know, and we'll be here with you tomorrow. Mary Lou will be heading the call, and we're just excited to have you on this wonderful journey with us.
Is tomorrow Wednesday or Thursday?
Oh, thank you. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm sorry.
I'll be here, but I thought I lost the day. Oh, good grief.
No, I can't afford to lose the day. I've got too much packed in right now. Okay, we'll see you in the morning, all of you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Charles. Thanks, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye. Hello? Joe? Hello?
Hello?
Anybody else? Anybody still on?
I must have lost my guess. That's what I was trying to find out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, these are recorded, aren't they?
You know, something. I think the one on Monday, I think they only record on Mondays.
No, they're also they're also recorded at lifestylesupport.org.
Oh,
lifestylesupport.org. And Focus on Growth records it on Monday. And they are available to go back and listen to and purchase those if you want. The ones on lifestylesupport.org are just streamed. But in case you happen to miss one through Monday through Friday, you can go there and listen, re-listen to it.
Oh, that's great.
Which it takes me about 12, 24 hours to get those up and running, which I'm going to have to do because I didn't hear the testimony this morning. I didn't get on till late, so I,
really thought I could get on a couple minutes late and not miss anything, but guess what?
Yeah.
This is Mary Lou, and I couldn't get on either to even make a comment. But what was the last thing that she referred to about olive oil and heart that Ruth did?
Well, we have to remember that in the book, it's Dr. Esselstein, who is the person who started the Cleveland Clinic, which is noted as one of the greatest hospitals and surgeons for anything to have to do with heart disease and whatever. And Dr. Esselstein put out a book called How to Prevent or Reverse Heart Disease. And his statement is that any oils, and no matter what type of a liquid oil it is, that it is not good for your veins because it creates plaque in your veins. Now, oil that comes from, let's take olive, for instance, which Ruth talked about olive oil this morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's take olive. If you take the olive and eat the olive, that's different because the body digests it the way that it is designed to digest because it is the form of food. When you extract oil from a vegetable or an animal or whatever you're doing, the body does not digest it the way that it needs to do. What it automatically does is it recognizes it as a foreign subject and then sends it directly to the cell, and that's where it is stored for future use. Okay? Rather than instead of being utilized the way that it is designed to be utilized as food. But his book, and he's taken some people that had, he took 15 or 18 people who had at least had two heart attacks or something like that, and were literally, all of them were just expected to die, and within inside of 5 years, he totally reversed the situation. And during those 5 years, of all those clogged arteries and bad conditions and people had stents and everything else, during that 5 years, nobody had any chest pain, any sort of attack or any kind that has to deal with the heart. So he's a real expert in regards to heart prevention, but the book is real good to get, and I have it, and it's, let me see if I can get it here real quick, so I can make sure to tell you his name. His name is Caldwell, Caldwell, initial B, Esselstein, and it's spelled capital Esselstein, Junior, MD, and the name of it is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And a lot of people have been able to, this way of eating plant-based foods, have been able to take heart conditions and literally totally reverse them and stop them.
Prevent and reverse heart disease?
Yeah, prevent and reverse heart disease.
Okay.
For anybody who has a condition. There's even pictures in there that shows veins that are actually almost closed in a short time frame from being on this way of eating, how those veins, actually open up.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about how stents aren't good and why stents aren't good, and I don't want to get into it here, but it basically, the body accepts foreign, anytime you have a foreign object in your body, the body sends antibiotics and everything else to it, and what happens, they're finding that the blood, that the vessels, arteries are actually closing faster with stents than they would if there was absolutely nothing done to them. So there's some good, and here's what you have to remember in this new program. We have specialists out there that have been doing this for some years, like John McDougall has been doing it for 30 years. He's kind of my mentor. I kind of go to him and his website, and I read his books and got his DVDs and everything. I'm just pretty much impressed with him. There are other people there that have expertise, and each one of them kind of believes just a little tad different, like the lady that does the natural health, I think Shar talked about this morning, she kind of believes in dairy products where other people don't and why they don't. So you got to kind of look at a few of the major people in this field, which I think are the China study, Dr. Campbell, I think John McDougall, and I think Esselstein, in my opinion, are the three people that have been doing this for quite some years and have done all this research and everything else that now people are just starting to do. And I kind of pretty much listen to them and what they think. So each of us have to take what we want to do in this program, and if we can't get away from meat, just cut back. If you can't get away from dairy, but just understand why certain things will happen to your body. And like Char said, if you have a condition that really need, and it is a serious chronic condition, then you probably need to totally eliminate oils from your body. Okay? Corn oils. So, but yet, here again, because this isn't a program that is designed to, you got to do this this way, and you got to do that that way, you need to read the books, get the research, and then make a decision based upon where you want to go with this program that's going to be beneficial for you. And the key is, here's the key, is what can you do to eat this way, not as a diet, as you think of a diet, but as a way of living for the rest of your life. Because we will all get amazing results. I'm getting amazing results with my cholesterol levels already. And it just made sense to me, if you just quit eating animal products, the only products we eat that has cholesterol in it are animal products and dairy products. So if you stop eating those products, your cholesterol level has to go down. Has to. There's no way it cannot go down. Now, you can get it to go down faster and further with using a medication, lower cholesterol. And all these doctors believe that if you need to get your cholesterol down to 150, if you can't get your total cholesterol levels down to at least 150, if you have to have medication, they all recommend that you do it. Because the 150,
that's the first thing that they do. And the doctor just ate me out the other day because I didn't want to take a statin drug.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're claiming. Because if you can get your cholesterol levels down to 150 as a total cholesterol and your LDL below 80, I believe it is, okay, and I think Dr. Esselstein talks about it in his book, is that your chances of having a heart attack and a stroke is almost nil.
And what level is that with the cholesterol?
I think it's 150 total cholesterol, okay, and your HDL, your LDLs, to be at least 80 and below.
80, 80.
And my first 60 days in this program, I've dropped over 46 points, just literally by doing nothing but cutting out the dairy and the animal products. And I eat absolutely more calories than I'm eating before, and I'm still losing weight.
How much weight have you lost?
Since I've been on this program, I've lost over 13 pounds. And I lost a whole lot more on lifestyle. I lost over 100 pounds on lifestyle. But the whole point of it is that you will automatically, if your body needs to lose weight, you will lose weight here in this program. Okay? But I don't look at it as a weight loss program. I look at it, I think, like Char and Ruth do and Mary Lou, that this is a total health piece of the puzzle for total health. Because there's just too much research that's been done out there over all these years, and like I said yesterday in the call, you know, back 2,000 years ago, they were talking about it then, about eating animal products isn't going to be good for you, and there's just a lot of things that are happening. But the China Study book is really the book to get, because it really talks about the research and technology and where it's come and why we need to eat this way, and you can't argue the fact. You can't argue the fact of all the validation of the research that's in these particular books, and know that that we weren't designed. If we were designed to eat meat, our teeth would be totally different than what they are today. And we were not designed to eat meat. We are grinders. We're designed for plants and foods. We're not designed to go out and chase down the weakest animal that there is and kill it for our food. We're designed to eat as grinders. And you know, it makes sense. And when you take, people say to me, well, where are you going to get your protein from? And I say, well, from plant-based products. Well, it's got just as much, if not more, in some situations than animal-based products, dairy and whatever. It's got even more calcium sometimes than dairy. But when you look at the four largest animals on the earth, and you look at what they eat, not one of them eat animal flesh or milk or dairy products. They all eat bamboo, plants off the top of trees, giraffes. Hippopotamuses eat that stuff off the bottom of the rivers. Rhinos eat shrubbery in the jungles. And the elephant, he don't eat, run around killing animals and eating meat. No, he eats it strict. But they are the biggest boned animals and the biggest weight-carrying, bearing animals they are. So that in my being a person that's not highly educated, that just flat told me, crying out loud, that makes sense. That just totally makes sense. We don't need protein. We're getting too much protein, and that's what's killing Americans. And I don't want to turn this into another call, and I apologize for...
One question I'd like to get in before you leave, Monty. There was a woman on one of the calls, and I don't know who she was, that said she had had breast cancer, and she was on the study, and she refused any of the treatments, and she was checking with her oncologist and hematologist and all of that. Do you know who that was?
I don't remember that call of anybody being on the call, but I will tell you, there is a lady, her name is Dr. Day, and I think it's drday.com. She had a form of a breast cancer, and when I went in and saw it, and she showed the picture of her tumor, the picture of her tumor that's on that website will actually make you sick, but she did exactly this. And also there was a lady by the name of Ruth who went to see, and she's on the Rave DVD. If you've got the Rave book, there's a DVD at the back of that book. And there's a Dr. Ruth, and if she, and I didn't realize who she was, but she is an amazing lady, and she's a medical doctor also. But she went to Dr. McDougall with her breast cancer, and it's totally gone. And she's out running marathons and doing all kinds of things.
Okay.
So there's a lot of research, but I think, but you can get that DVD when you purchase the Ray book, and then you can go to drday.com. Now, just there's good information there. Let me just leave it at that. Okay.
Very good.
That's an incredible story. They sent her colleagues sent her home to die.
That's correct.
Yeah. They just told her to go home and die. It was all over. You know.
Yep. And she did it. You know, when you stop and think about the power, and you know, even in lifestyle, and you know, we have all talked about how my drug has become food. Even in the lifestyle program, all this is doing is taking the lifestyle program. There's really no big difference other than just eliminate animal and dairy, if that's what you want to do. Okay. Now, some people aren't. They're still having a little bit of dairy. It sounds like Char's still having a little bit of oil and whatever in her particular menus and whatever, but that's A-okay. It's all, we have to do things in our life that we know we can do and continue to do, and the biggest enemy we have, like in Nikan, is going to be our friends and our neighbors and our family members that say, you're doing what? Where are you getting your protein from? Where are you getting your calcium from? What do you mean you can't, you're not supposed to eat meat? Well, you know, I don't want, here I go again, I'm sorry.
That's all right, the well-intended ignorance. Yeah.
Just keep reading the books, listening to the program, and take this idea, and then you come up with what you feel is the path that you want to follow for good health for the rest of your life. And whatever that is, you'll benefit. Even if you just cut back, and some of the doctors say, well, if you cut back, and then you eat, they've even done tests, Dr. Esselstein has, where they've taken monitors and put it on your arm, and then feed people like a dairy product, or it gets the blood flow, and then feed people like a protein or a dairy product, and actually the blood flow slows down within the body, and the reason is because of what it's putting into the blood is actually causing the blood to, and I'm not going to say right words here, but just bear with me, I'm not going to say clot, but thicken. And within 2 to 3 hours or 7 hours, I forget what it was where I read, is that the blood flow after that one time starts to speed up again. So when people say, well, it won't hurt you just to have a little, well, some of these doctors believe it will hurt you if you have a little. But here again, we have to make choices, and Dr. Esselstein says it. If you got to do something that you can do, not what I say or Char says or anybody else on this call says, you have to take that information and then make the decision for you. And whatever that is, it's going to have to be, it'll be better than what it is with most of us are presently doing.
Okay?
Well,
yeah.
I thought about
it. Real quick, how about nuts? Heard nuts bad mouth with too much oil because it's too much
there,
oil.
There again, nuts are high in fat.
Good.
Okay, what I've decided to do is eliminate all fat from my body.
Okay.
So that includes for me nuts, and I used to live off almonds. I loved almonds, you know, in the lifestyle program. But right now, I have decided my path is to eliminate animal dairy, anything that has unnatural fat in it. Now, we will still get our fats in foods. Fats still have foods. That's why I think the perfect the book, The Perfect Health, The Natural Way, The reason I really enjoyed that book is at the back of that book, it talks about all of the different, like, spinach and cauliflower and broccoli and nuts and everything else, and it shows all the vitamins and minerals in it, but it shows all the protein that's in each one item, with calcium and the fats and the things that we are concerned about. And that's the reason, when I looked at that, the back of that book, I knew this was going to be the way I was going to eat, because I can get all my protein, all my fat, all my calcium, all the vitamins and minerals I want, and then supplement that. And you'll hear a lot, like Dr. Campbell doesn't believe in vitamins and everything else, but when Ruth interviewed him on the call, she said, well, we have products that aren't fractureized. They are actually whole foods. He said, well, that's fine then. Okay, so I supplement with my Neekin, everything with my Neekin. You know, we couldn't have the best protein. That's what's in our Jay Greenzymes, you know, and our Kins and his whole foods. And if you people got your veggies, crying out loud, if you want to eat a lot of veggies, eat your fruit and veggies and do whatever. You know, the only thing you got to remember is when you take a fruit and veggie tablet, you minus the fiber. Fiber is very important for digestion and keeping things moving through the colon the way that they need to move. It also, fiber grabs things that doesn't allow it to digest in the body and moves it on through. So fiber is important, and we get all that, and a lot of that, in our when we eat just regular whole foods, but also we get it in what? A product called fiber that Neekin has, you know, whole foods. So that's where I'm at there.
That's okay.
Be on the call tomorrow, because, you know, the key about this call is you never know what day it is. Somebody is going to say something that is really going to click it for you, and it's going to make total sense or validate what you already believe. Okay? And just because I am not, I'm eliminating everything out of my diet, that doesn't mean you have to. Okay? But just be aware, and then choose your path, and then jump on it and run, because you'll definitely have better health. And the way that you can always prove that, and I always say to people say, well, how do I know this is really going to work? I say, well, you got a medical doctor. Go to your medical doctor, get a blood workup, a blood panel workup, and check your cholesterol and your things different down the road, say 30, 60, I say 90 days. I do it every 30 days because I'm one of the pilot study people, and I'm doing it for that reason. But I say, wait for 90 days, eat this way, and then see what happens to for you. And if things start to fall off, your blood pressure goes down, your cholesterol levels start to fall, well, that's what you're looking for anyhow. You know, we're scared to death, and we go to the doctor, and he says, well, your blood pressure is blah, 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 over blah, 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 and it's awful high today. You know, well, we all know what bad blood pressure can do to our bodies, and what are the diseases or the situations that can happen, heart attack and stroke, and we're all scared to death of them. So why would we not want to do something to do that? And then again, get validation from your blood, which is the monitor of your body, of what is going on in your body. What a better way to do it. And most people, not everybody, but people usually have insurance, and, you know, there's maybe a copay or something, but your doctor will go to if you'll ask for that. And then what I say, too, is the law requires that the doctor give you out of your medical workup that he does. I go to my doctor 2 days after my workups, and I call his office, and I say, this is Bonnie. She says, I know. You want a copy of your blood? I said, yeah, I'll be there an hour and a half, pick it up. She says, fine. So I don't go by this thing about my doctor says, everything looks fine. I want to know. I want to see the figures so that I can verify what I'm doing is going down, or if I'm within range, or if I'm, this one might be just a little bit high, or this one might be just a little bit low. So I'm a real stickler for validation, and I know that I got, you know, all of my blood work up and everything right here. Whether somebody questions me or whether I can go back, you know, as far as I want to and see exactly what's happened. Even when I was on the lifestyle program, I did the same thing and saw amazing results, you know. So, okay, I got to run, folks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sorry for getting windy.
Not at all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.